Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're going to fail a lot in certain areas, but those failures are going to create success in other areas. See, when I became an entrepreneur, it's not just about punching a clock anymore. It's about being available around the clock to make your dreams a reality. Welcome to the table. Today, I want to share something deeply personal with you. You see, for 16 years of my life, I dedicated myself to work for others. First, it was 10 years in ministry, pouring my heart and soul into serving others' needs. Then I transitioned into spending 6 years working alongside the incredible Dave Ramsey and his amazing family organizational there in Nashville, Tennessee. Helping countless, and I mean this, countless of individuals find financial freedom. But 3 years ago, I shifted. Something shifted within inside of me. Actually, 4 years ago. And I made a bold decision with the blessings and the support and the agreement of Ramsey to step away from the security of traditional employment and embark on the journey of entrepreneurship. Now, you might be wondering, do I regret leaving that security? Will I ever go back to corporate America or to the ministry world? Today, I want to peel back the curtain and offer you my raw, unfiltered perspective on entrepreneurship. Unlike many influencers who paint this picture-perfect image of the entrepreneurship life, I'm here to share the truth that often goes unspoken. So buckle up, because I'm about to keep it a buck. But before we get into the honest truth that influencers will not tell you, I want to remind you, we're celebrating Financial Literacy Month all month long. And we have some time left in this month, and we have something very special that you can still possibly win. I'm not here to just talk about, you know, financial freedom and financial literacy and the things that you can do. I'm here to help you experience it firsthand. So this month, I'm giving away two $5,000 vacations to two lucky couples or individuals who may want to bring on someone else. I don't care. But I really want to help people create memories and experiences that will last a lifetime. But there's even so much more we're giving away this month. And so for full details on how you can win one of these incredible prizes, I want you to check out this quick commercial. Fam, I got a question. Are you ready for an April like no other? Well, I want you to get pumped because we're about to make it rain with our April is Lit $20,000 giveaway powered by my friends at SmartWiz. I want you to imagine this. Come here, come closer. You and your ride or die are on a $5,000 vacation of your wildest dreams, or kickstart your financial future with $1,000 towards an IRA or an investment account. That's pretty sweet, right? But hold on to your seats, baby, because it's about to get even better. I want you to join us for April is Lit Financial Literacy Month, where education meets opportunity. I want you to amp up your financial know-how, treat yourself to a well-deserved breather, and master the art of smart money management. Here's how you can get involved with all this excitement. It's simple. Go to anthonyoneal.com to register for 100% free. And you got to subscribe to the YouTube and Apple Podcast channels to qualify for the chance to snag one of these incredible prizes. This is $20,000. So don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. Take charge of your financial destiny and stand a chance to win big. Join us for the April is Lit, and let's make this month a month that we cannot forget. Visit AnthonyO'Neill.com right now to register and check out today's show notes for the link. All right, let's get to today's show. So listen, go to AnthonyO'Neill.com to register today. Get your friends to register. Make sure you follow all the entry rules so you can legit be entered in to win. And I can't wait to announce here soon who our winners are. But let's get into it. I left 9 to 5. And little did I know, I left 9 to 5 to go to 24/7. Like, I left the 9 to 5 grind to go to 24/7 hustle of entrepreneurship. You see, when I became an entrepreneur, it's not just about punching a clock anymore. It's about being available around the clock to make your dreams a reality. I traded stability of a regular paycheck, of guaranteed health insurance, for the freedom to set my own schedule and chase my own passions and build my own legacy. But let's be real. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. I gotta bust my butt 10 times harder as an entrepreneur than I did as a worker. I gotta get up before my team gets up. I'm still working when the team is not working. I left stability. I left 9 to 5. It bothers me when I hear influencers. Yeah, man, I'm working from the beach. Yeah, man, I took 6 months off. Yeah, man, I'm working from the jet. Yeah, man, I'm working less hours than I was working 9 to 5 for my boss. That's a lie. I haven't been there in almost 3 years now, but here's the truth. I busted my butt working with Dave Ramsey. I busted my butt working for other pastors, but can I be real? No one worked harder than Dave Ramsey at Ramsey Solutions, at least when I was there. That man would be there in meetings way before I get there, and he'll still be there after I left sometime doing more meetings. And he had 1,000 employees. But the shoulder of those 1,000 employees stood on that man's back. Not shoulders. I'm so crazy. I'm sorry. We stood on the shoulders of a giant. That company stood on Dave Ramsey's shoulders. And what I think what a lot of entrepreneurs don't show is that if you're going to build something of substance, you're going to work longer hours. Here's what I do like, though, is I have the capability of putting boundaries around the hours that we work. I have the capability to say, you know what? I'm going to bust my butt Monday through Thursday, but Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, I'm going to take off just to keep my mental. You know what? I'm going to bust my butt January through June, but July, I'm taking off the whole month just so I can rest my mental, so I can unplug from the world and just recharge this mind and just go have some fun. But when you hear people, here's the truth. I got excited. I ain't got to go to work every day. That's a lie. That's a lie. I ain't got to work till 5 o'clock every day no more. That's a lie. That's a lie. And I really want to thank my friends, BetterHelp, who's sponsoring today's show. Because without therapy from BetterHelp, I don't know where I would be today mentally. And I don't know where you are today mentally. You may think everything is going good and everything may be going good in life. But I don't take my car in when it can't run anymore. I don't call the AC people and the heat people when the AC is no longer working anymore. No. I do maintenance. I do maintenance checkups. I had just bought my truck and nothing came on for the whole year. I don't know why. And I took it in and said, hey, I had it for a year as of today. And I haven't had no oil change light come on, no nothing. I don't want y'all to check it because it's an expensive car. And I don't want nothing to happen because I skipped over something. And come to find out, the light was malfunctioning. But because I said, I want to make sure that I maintain my car well, it saved me from driving until I was waiting for the check engine light to come on. And some of you, when it comes to our mental, we're waiting for the check engine light to come on rather than just going way before the check engine light comes on and getting the maintenance that we need. Check out this quick commercial about BetterHelp. What's going on, fam? I want to thank my friends over at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's show. And again, my name is Anthony O'Neill here. And today I want to chat about something that hits a little bit different, especially during today's day and time. You know, when I reflect on the relationships in my life that I'm most proud of, it strikes me how much effort it took to actually cultivate them. It's a common myth that relationships should be effortless to be meaningful. In reality, the strongest connections are often those we work hardest to fortify. While I've been on my own personal journey of personal growth, I've come to understand the immense value of having support along the way. It's not just about overcoming significant hurdles. It's also about learning to navigate everyday challenges, setting healthy boundaries, and striving to become the best version of yourself. And this is why I'm a huge fan of therapy. If you're considering therapy, I encourage you to check out my friends over at BetterHelp. Their service is entirely online, offering the convenience and flexibility to fit therapy into your life, not the other way around. And a simple questionnaire, you'll be matched with a licensed therapist suited to your personal needs. And if for any reason you feel your therapist isn't a perfect fit, you can switch at any time at no extra cost at all to you. So listen, before we get to today's show, take the next step towards strengthening your relationships with yourself. Visit betterhelp.com/AO and get 10% off your very first month. Remember, that's betterhelp.com/AO. Become your own soulmate, whether you're actively looking for one or not. All right, let's grow together. So listen, as we're going to go through the rest of my honest show today, I don't really have no talking points, really. I just want to share from my heart that I believe that some of these influencers are just misleading us on. And honestly, a lot of these influencers out here need therapy. That they need it. A lot of these entrepreneurs need therapy. I need it. There have been nights I've gone home and I've been home and I've cried because of my business. There's been nights that as an entrepreneur, I've gotten so frustrated with my team that I've had to think about things. And going to therapy helped me understand it wasn't your team's fault. No, there's something that you're thinking wrong, AO. And therapy has not only helped me personally as a man, as a human, but therapy has saved my business. Therapy in the past has saved my job. Therapy has helped me to really, 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 really buckle down and think first. When I think about entrepreneurship, now that I've been in it full time, running a multiple seven-figure business now, 6 full-time workers, 3 contractors. Being an entrepreneur ain't for the faint of heart. It's literally about owning your own destiny, partnering with people to fulfill the assignment God has given you, and making things happen on your terms. And one thing that I've learned is that I have to be willing to put in the work and make sacrifices along the way. And I'm gonna be real with you. It's not always easy. There have been some times that the sacrifice made me feel like giving up. There's been some times that the sacrifice made me cry. There's been some times that the sacrifice of fulfilling this assignment made me question, am I even capable of doing this? But here's the truth, I'm going to say it right now. It's so worth it. And if I'm going to be real with you, in the 4 years of me doing this full time, you're going to face some challenges. You're going to face some setbacks. You're going to be judged. You're going to be looked at differently in certain areas from certain people. You're going to feel like quitting. But it's all a part of the journey. It's about staying focused on your assignment and pushing through the tough times. My good friend Darius Daniels says that if your why doesn't make you cry, then the price of commitment will. And as I'm sitting down with some entrepreneurs, right, I'm like, yo, why are you doing what you're doing, bro? I want that money, dog. I want that money. Yeah, that's not going to make you cry. It's not going to make you cry. But the price of commitment to running your business is going to make you cry. Me making money doesn't make me cry. It doesn't get me emotional. It doesn't even get me excited. Let me tell you what gets me excited is what money brings. How is it that I haven't given up yet in three going on 4 years now? How is it that when I was crying on them lone nights, when I got hit with a $15,000 bill, when I wake up and I see articles and people who've been in my home, people who's been on my show, talking negative about me? How is it that, and I'm just being transparent here, how is it that my team can make a mistake? It costs me thousands of dollars, but they still got to get their check. And I still got to laugh and love and lead well. How is it that I have not given up? How is it that I have not screamed? How is it that I have not ran away and just went back and got me a 9-to-5 job? You see, entrepreneurs and influencers are not talking about those nights and those days. How many times have you screwed up on your job? And it cost your job time, money, and resources that the company had to pay for, not you out of your pocket. And when we're a small business owner, we feel it. I feel it. Because not only do I have to pay the teammate, but I got to pay the teammate and I got to pay for the mistake that they made. How is it that I have not screamed? Why is it that no one told me that this stuff comes a part of this? But the reason why I haven't screamed is because of my why. My why is so much bigger than the issues and the hell and the drama that I may go through. My why is that when I look at my wife in her face, whenever I say I do, that we can the givers in the kingdom, that we can partner together and build something so impactful that not only does it impact the kingdom, but it impacts the culture. Not only does it impact the culture in our community, but it impacts our home. If we have kids, we're going to be able to set up our kids the way that we were not able to be set up by our parents. We're going to be able to leave an inheritance to our children's children or to our family members or to our legacy. I'm going to be able to do whatever my wife wants to do, when she wants to do it, and how she wants to do it. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing like the feeling of building something from the ground up and seeing your vision come to life and you're seeing the fruit of your labor. You're seeing the fruit, not them seeing the fruit. You're seeing the fruit. But all we see on the entrepreneurship space is fruit. The Lamborghinis, the cars, the vacations, the homes, the luxury side of things. But no one's really talking about the challenges and the realities of entrepreneurship. But that's why I'm here today. Because I want to talk about some of the real deals when it comes to entrepreneurship, because it's not about fancy cars. I have fancy cars. It's not about the Instagram likes. Heck, Instagram is so up and down. One post, you can get 10,000 likes. Next post, you can get 3 likes. It's not about that. It's about what is your assignment? And at different level comes different devils. There are going to be financial risks. There are going to be uncertain times. There are going to be seasons in your life that that they are not really talking about. I remember one day being an entrepreneur. One of my good friends told me, you need to get an email list. I went out there and I said, okay, let me go get an email list. Let me get an email list. This is almost a year, 2 years later. I said, let me go get an email list. I go get an email list. I start giving away some free eBooks. I mean, I start giving away some content. And next thing we know, we go from zero to like 50,000 emails in like 3 months. And we go from 50,000 to like 100,000 emails in a matter of the next like 6 months, right? I wake up one day and I wake up to an email that says, we just charged your card $8,000. I was like, whoa. What do you mean $8,000? And see, no one taught me that success comes with the price. No one said, everyone said, go get an email list so you can sell things. But no one told me, when you get this email list, come up with a strategy on how to make money, because one day you're going to get a hefty bill to just maintain the emails. And if I didn't pay that $8,000 bill, I couldn't send y'all emails every Friday. I couldn't give you content via email if I didn't pay the $8,000 bill. But no one told me to put a system in place to generate income. No one told me in entrepreneurship, when you go hire your W-2 employee, not only are they paying taxes, but you're paying taxes to just employ them. So I'm the very first hire of the company. I pay myself, for an example, $10,000 a month. I see $11,000 come out of my bank account to pay me. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Where's that extra $11,000? I'm going to pay taxes on the $10,000. Oh, no, you got employee tax. Wait. I got to pay employee tax? I got to pay that? I thought they pay taxes. They do. But we got to tax you for even having a teammate. What? No one told me that. Thankfully, I'm the money guy. And I know money things. But no one told me as your brand grows and as your business grows, just make sure you have a good attorney on side because you may get some lawsuits. No one told me that, hey, you got to pay your attorney to defend you even if you're right.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, I would never go back to the corporate world. Yes, I love where God has me at now. You know why? Because I'm able to do the things that I really know God has called me to do. Love Ramsey Solutions. Love the Bethel Church. Love Simon Temple. Love True Vine. Love Deacon Jones Nissan, where I used to work at in the car business. I respect the collection agency. I don't love them, but I respect them. I love it, right? But I wouldn't change where I am. I wish someone told me the truth before getting into the entrepreneurship world. I wish someone sat down with me and gave me the strategy and the systems on how to do it. I wish someone taught me how to be a good leader to different personalities and different characters on things. I wish someone taught me that, Anthony, you're going to be the boss, but don't expect none of your team members to think like you and to see things the way that you see. You just got to learn how to communicate better to your team to help them start seeing that things. But they're not going to think like you. They're not going to have the level of attention and detail like you. You know why? It's not their business. So they're not going to give you 120% when they should, but they're not. I wish someone told me that. I wish someone told me how to, you know, properly be a better leader that doesn't compromise who I am. I wish someone taught me how to hire right. I wish someone taught me how to see other people in my space and not consider them a competitor. Because this culture, this world is not, we can't work together because we're competitors. I'm like, wait, what? I wish someone told me how to collaborate the right way. I wish someone taught me how to deal with setbacks. I wish people taught me, don't take everything personal. I wish someone taught me beforehand that, hey, learn from your failures. Don't give up on that. Learn from it and go back. I wish someone said, hey, you're gonna fail a lot in certain areas, but those failures are going to create success in other areas. The money side of the business was great because I'm a money guy. So I already had an accountant. I already had a financial advisor. I knew what I needed to do with my money and with my resources. I didn't know I got to pay, you know, state taxes. I wish. So would I go back? No. But what I would do, and this is what I do to everyone who come towards me, not towards me, but everyone who comes to me for advice and wisdom, I don't tell them the rewards up front. I don't tell them, yo, you're going to be able to buy, you know, that car and write off 80% of it because you're a business owner. I don't sell the tax advantages. I don't sell, you know, the gross income. Because when you hear people talking about an entrepreneurship world, especially in the influencer world, yeah, I made $20 million last year. Okay, brother. Okay, wait a minute. You sold $20 million. What was that net? What was that profit to you? A million? So you only made a million. But you spent $10 million on ads. you spent $5 million on product. Like, they sell you on these big things, and I love it. And here's the truth. It does work. I've made millions. And when I say I've made millions, I've profited millions. The business has profit millions, not just made millions, but we see profit in the millions. And I wanted to start off with, these are the things that I wish someone would have told me when I stepped away and branched out on my own. I wish someone would have told me, yo, get around a group of people who've already done what you're doing and shut the heck up. You don't know nothing. It bothers me when I try to, especially these young people, it bothers me when I try to tell people what to do and they act like they know it all. I was just around Bishop Jakes and them. And when I got into the room, they're talking about money, something that I talk about. I already knew it. I didn't say, oh, yeah. No. I was quiet. Yes, sir. Wow. Because you learn something when you can shut up. And I learned so much. I wish someone would have said, Anthony, get in the room and shut up. Even if you know it, even if you think you know it, shut up. Because you can learn something from different perspectives. That's why in my circle in the entrepreneurship world, you can't be my friend if you know it all. You can't be my friend if you can't let me complete a sentence when I'm trying to help you because you think you got it. Because all of my friends would tell you when they're giving me advice. Okay, wait. Break that down a little bit more, bro. I may know generally what they're talking about. I may even know how it works. Heck, I had my realtors here on the show. They were talking about real estate. I knew half of the stuff, but I didn't know the other half. I'm sitting here listening. So now when I have younger people, I'm mentoring like two other young guys right now who's starting businesses. And then I told him up front, he's 25 and the other one is 20. Yeah, he's 20. He's in school. He's in school in Maryland. And I said, listen, I'm not going to help you, bro, if you know everything. If you know everything, I don't have time for it. I do not have time for it. I can help you and I can help you win. But if I'm going to talk and every time you say, yeah, okay. No, shut up. Shut up. I tell myself that every time when I'm getting into a room with anybody, shut up. It could be someone 22. It could be someone on my team. If I hired you to be an expert. I'm not the expert. I'm going to shut up and I'm going to ask questions. But what's the flip side of this? Why would I not go out? Because there's so many rewards to being your own business. There's nothing like the feeling of making your own money and being your own boss. And watch this. There's nothing like seeing when I did the taxes last year when I had to send out my W-2 statements to my team. Man, it felt so good to see three of my team members made over six figures. Like it felt so good to see that my brand paid three black people over six figures last year, well over six figures. That's freeing. My goal is that all of my full-time team members will get to making six figures, a couple of six figures. Like I really do get excited about that. I get excited when it's, you know, time for me to cut the commission check because I want to see them making more money. I want to see their commission checks just as much as their regular checks or close to it. I get to chase my passions and build something that is truly mine. And let me tell you, there's no greater feeling than that for Anthony O'Neill. That is the reward for me. Watch this. It's not about money. It's not about making millions. It's that, man, I get to wake up and do what I know God fearfully and wonderfully made me to do. Yes, it comes with the uncertainties. Yes, I don't have a guaranteed, you know, one check coming in. Well, I do have a guaranteed one check coming in on the first of the month, but on the 15th of the month, you know, my checks fluctuate. Sometimes I don't get a check on the 15th of the month, which is our commission tech time. Sometimes I pay my team before I pay me. On one of my products, I ain't made a dime from it yet. But there are also privileges that I do get to have as being a business owner because I can charge certain things to the business and have it as a tax write-off because I am the owner of the company. I am the brand. But it feels good to know that I get to wake up, come into the studio, teach what I've learned, impact lives, travel the world, continue to impact lives. If you're an entrepreneur, and here's what I've learned. If you're really willing to pray like it all depends on God, and then you work like it all depends on you, the sky is the limit. If you would have asked me 4 years ago when I was thinking about transitioning, if you would have asked me, yo, do you think you're going to be making multiple millions in your business within the first 3 years of your business? No. If you would have asked me, do I think I would have had almost 10 team members on my team with six of them being full time? I would have said, heck no. I thought it was going to be me and maybe one other guy. But because I prayed like, God, you got to be in this. Like, God, like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. I was depressed the first week when I stepped out on my own. I stayed in my bed. My dog was looking at me like I was crazy. I was like, yo, God, did I make a mistake? Are people still going to rock with me? And God told me to get my butt up and go do what I've called you to do and do not halfway do it. I remember walking up the stairs in my townhome, and I was like, God, where am I going to put the studio at? I don't have funds to go rent the building. He said, you're going to put it right here in this room. I was like, God, that's small. Put it in there. I put it in there as the best studio that I've ever had up until that point. And he connected me with the right people to help me. He connected me with the right people to help me chase my dreams and turn my dreams into reality. And by those people connecting to my dream, I've always made sure that I wasn't selfish. And I made sure that being connected to me helps them with their dream. And so for my 1 year check-in with my team members, I asked them this question up front. Working with the Neatness Network, is it complementing and is it aligned with your personal dream and vision? Because if it's not, I don't want you working here. Because I don't want to be selfish. And as much as I want people to work with me forever, I'm not crazy. I used to be an employee. I know these jokers. I'm not going to keep everyone forever. But while they're here, I'm going to do my doggone best to treat everyone right. To win whenever that next season comes when God does it, God will bless both of us, not just them. God is going to enlarge their territory, but then God is going to replace them with someone who can do the job just as good or maybe even better. But it starts with being a good leader. And I wish entrepreneurs and influencers would talk about that. You know how many influencers I've talked to who've contemplated suicide? Do you know how many influencers and entrepreneurs I've met and they've had to check themselves into a mental home? Why? Not because of the cars, not because of the money. It's because of the stress that does come from being an entrepreneur. So here's the clear question I think we've all been asking for. Would I quit my business? No. What I would do differently is I would have built my business a little bit different. I would have got help and team members quicker. Because when you're an entrepreneur, you're on the tip of that mountain by yourself. Your team members don't check in on you. Staff don't check in on you. They only care about the money for the most part. Great people. But no one said, hey, you're going to be by yourself. And you still got to lead. You're going to make all this money, but you're going to feel alone. Make sure you get the right wife, the right spouse with you. Carve out some time that you can take care of your mental. Get connected to a local church that you can go and you can continue to grow spiritually. Get connected not just to a local church, but get connected to a small group of men or women or like-minded individuals that understands your pain, that understands what you're going through, that can pray with you, that can guide you, that can give you some wisdom and knowledge. I didn't feel this alone when I was working a 9-to-5. And now that I have this information, okay, God, I know what I need to do. Thank God I have amazing friends. I have a good accountability group. I have brothers who would check in on me in a heartbeat. I have brothers where if I'm thinking something that is not good, that is not healthy, I can go over there and be transparent with people. What I see with entrepreneurs is we tend to keep our secrets and our dark secrets inside. But no, you should have someone that you should be able to talk to and trust. If you got to get them to sign an NDA, you get them to sign an NDA. But I have people in my circles. Pastor Stephen Chandler is one of them. And he knows I'm one of them for him. Because being a lead pastor can be frustrating. And it has been frustrating for him. He and I talk about some of the same stuff. We're just in two different career fields, but we're still dealing with people and dealing with team and dealing with success. Got the cars, but man, let me tell you right now, the cars don't heal pain. I got the money, but money doesn't heal stress. Systems, strategies, and a vision and the right partner will keep you right. So I just really wanted to just come over here and just really speak that. that don't listen to these influencers and other business owners that talk about, you know, oh my God, you do this, you can go buy a G-Wagon and ride it off. Yeah, I get you. But what's the stress that comes with it? Well, what do I need to be prepared for? How can I best prepare for the challenges, the sacrifices, the low moments? What can I do to get ready for that? Because the success, that's great. I expect to be successful. I just wasn't ready for the things. And these last 2 years, heck, it's crazy. My Facebook page got hacked. And instantly, they charged close to about, I think it was like when we just did the math, close to about $40,000 to, they tried to charge total $100,000. But the card only allowed up to $40,000. They declined the other $60,000. Because of that on my ads campaign, they disabled my ads campaign to where now we can't even run ads for something major we have coming up. I got to deal with that. I have to deal with that. I got to figure out how do I still run my company and I don't have access to this. I was on the golf course golfing with my father and with my pastor and for a great cause. And I had to be an entrepreneur, a son, a friend, and someone, some status of an influential person on the golf course and keep my face happy while I'm dealing with the drama and the hell of being an entrepreneur. Team didn't lose no sleep. Team didn't ask me, hey, how are you doing? Anything I can do for this? It's not their job. My dad didn't ask me, son, are you all right? Anything I can do? No. My best friend said, hey, man, I'm praying for you. We talked about it, but I still had to be the head. I still had to work on this, play golf, be a son, take care of my father, shake hands and give people financial advice when they were coming up to me. That's the cost. No one told me how to prepare for that. No one told me. And I will end with this. 75% of y'all who are thinking about being an entrepreneur, stay on your job and do it as a side business. Because you're not ready for this world. You're not. It's impacted my dating life. It's impacted my family life. And I'm working on that as an entrepreneur. I'm working on that. Entrepreneurs sitting here making all of this money, but then none of them's really saving and investing into their future. You know why? Because they're getting $150,000 a month. They're getting $150,000 a quarter. They're making the good money. They're getting it gross, but they're not even setting aside the taxes. See, entrepreneurs, they're teaching you how to write off things, but they're not teaching you, hey, listen, you actually may need to be paying more taxes depending on what your future looks like. Half of them are not even paying taxes. Half of them don't even have nothing invested. They're not investing into a mutual fund, into the stock market. No, because they're seeing all this money in front of them. Their eyes are getting big. I can go buy the car. I can go buy the house. Oh, I can jump on a jet. I can do this. Man, I fly first class. Not gonna lie. Do I have the money to do private jets? Have my team and I done private jets? We have. If the company who's bringing me in to speak pays for it, yes. Yes, yes. Yes. But if not, first class it is for me. I got a business to build and I want to build it right. So would I quit? Nah. I love what we're doing here at the Neatness Network. I love what we're building here within our E3 community. Would I go back and change how I started things? Absolutely. But I'm excited about what we're doing. I'm excited about where we're going. And I'm excited about the team that I have. I feel so good about this team. I love what God is doing with them and through them. And I'm happy. I'm just happy to see them all evolving. We are all evolving. I'm just grateful. So now I wouldn't leave. I love it here. And hopefully y'all love it. Hopefully y'all love what we are doing here at the Neatness Network. Listen, whether you have a full-time job and you're stressed, you could be a mother and you're working 2 to 3 jobs. You could be a father and you're feeling that stress. Listen, check on your brain. Check on your mind. Check on yourself. Use BetterHelp, and I promise you, you will thank not me, but you'll thank yourself later for taking care of the greatest asset you have, and that is your mind. Do me a favor before you leave, hit the thumbs up for me if you can. If you can hit that thumbs up, it shares this video and it activates the algorithm. And if you're not a part of the E3 community, would you consider joining? Just hit that subscribe button. Are you listening on podcasts or are you listening on YouTube? Hit that subscribe button. Be a part of this family. Yo, it's your boy Anthony O'Neill. I love you. God bless you. We'll see you on the next show. Peace out.